This week, Morning Edition is looking at cybersecurity issues facing the country. Joining me in a discussion of some of those aspects is Danny Hutton, Senior Information Technology Specialist at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Danny, thank you for a few moments of your time.
Hi, thank you.
Let's get to the basic bottom line question. Is it up to government or private industry that the nation is cyber ready?
Well, that's kind of a leading question because it's actually incumbent on both parties. When it comes to anything involving regulation, there's kind of this dichotomy of do I get told to do it or do I volunteer to do it? And a lot of the recent legislation involving cyber terrorism is central to that very issue. Do we want government forcing extra regulations on us, or do we decide on our own that we want to go ahead and volunteer to do the right thing and to make the internet safe and to make the network that we all use much better for everyone?
With the majority of private companies that may be in contract with the federal government, wouldn't they already have some of these protocols, some of these cybersecurity measures in place?
A lot of them do. A lot of them have protocols and procedures in place for their own benefit. They don't want their networks compromised any more than we do. They don't want their information stolen. They don't want the lawsuits that come with that problem once their data is compromised to actually reach a court. So, yes, they do have their own security protocols in place that they want to make use of and make sure that they're efficient and effective. But at the same time, there's no universal type of minimum standard that is necessarily applicable to everyone.
When we look at minimum security and specifically the Senate measure, talk about some of the problems if we're just dealing with a mandate for minimum security.
I think you're mentioning essentially the Lieberman-Collins bill, which is a Senate initiative to do that very thing, which is to mandate that certain security protocols be universally applied. And this would entail that companies, not just companies that are part of the government, but companies that do business with the government, also meet these particular standards. And one of the lightning rods, the hot issues, is the fact that nobody wants more government mandates. Nobody wants the government telling you what to do or how to do it. And of course, anytime you have regulations, there's associated costs. And nobody wants to pay for things which they may or may not perceive to be critical.
Some of these private companies looking to prevent hackers from getting into their system, hiring what is being referred to as hacker busters, people they bring on a full-time basis to prevent any type of breach of security. Is this a good option?
I think in certain cases it is a good option, especially if you've got something that really is of value to a hacker. The problem that you run into with a lot of these hacker buster type situations is in many cases you're hiring the people you're trying to keep out. In some of these cases, hackers are the ones that are involved.
So going from a computer threat to a human threat.
Again, yes, it's a common theme because when we start looking at the human threat is essentially the weakest link. And the computers do exactly what we tell them to do. But unfortunately, we're not always smart enough to tell them to do the right things. And if somebody else comes along and tells them the wrong thing, we're stuck with the consequences. And it's not just one of these types of scenarios where you're dealing with just data, because in some cases you're dealing with actual control systems.
Danny Hutton is a senior IT specialist at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Danny, thank you for your time.
I thank you, Bob.